Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going back to Bobby's Notebook, which is brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Bob, one of the questions I want to ask you is about red zone play, because that is so important in the NFL, and that's all about practice. And
right.
The second part of that is making sure your best playmakers touch the ball in the red zone. So we know it's about Kamara. And it's going to be about Chris Olave. Those guys in the red zone, tell us about how the red zone has broken down for you.
Well, you got to count Rashid too, Mike, I think.
Yeah,
Rashid. But, you know, it's like, I don't know, you want it really to be 50-50. Because you don't want your red zone defense to suck.
No.
I mean, you know, it's like, oh, can we bend but don't break? Then you force in field goals instead of giving up touchdowns. And obviously when you get down there, we got to put it in the end zone. We can't settle for field goals. So, yeah, that's why it's a give and take. And it was like, I think the offense got a little better on the back end compared to the beginning in the red zone. But a number of defensive players making plays. There was a rollout with Rattler, and nobody was open. He took off and was going to run. Not so fast. Nathan Shepard, that would have been 0 yards. Then you had Cam Jordan on coverage. You had Alante Taylor coming on a blitz. Brian Brzee pass defended. So all the players you need to contribute was getting it done. I've been watching Kelvin Banks Jr. Mike, the finesse part of it, good pass protection.
Yeah.
He definitely...
That's encouraging.
Yeah, he looks the part. I don't know about being no run mauler, but as far as, you know, I'd be surprised if he doesn't excel from the get-go as a pass protector. Okay, with that being said, you want to be able to do everything. You want run block or pass block. Now, when you look at the continuation of the red zone, this one, Chris Rump stood up against Kendre Miller, who Kendre Miller has to catch the coach's attention in preseason games. It was a tackle for a loss. The good play for Chris Rump, you know, the fifth-year guy out of Duke. And, Mike, what's interesting, and, you know, Steve Gell and I, we were just talking about that. You look at a guy like Chris Rump. He's drafted in the fourth round, and this is going in his fifth year. But guess why he's here? He was drafted by the Chargers. Who was coaching the Chargers? Coach Staley.
Yep.
So, Mike, if he continues to make plays, you know, the trust factor – I mean, he ended up having a tackle for a loss and two sacks. Now, who is he going against? You know, and it'd be interesting to see what happens in the preseason with him. Now, with Tyler Shuck, you know, I had mentioned earlier when the interception, you know, that he had, the batted ball when Stutzman passed defending Nephi Sewell, ended up getting it. But at least he's being more aggressive, not just holding the ball and trying to make plays. I think he kind of stumbled. Jeff... And we were standing by each other. Look, he stumbled. I don't know if he got, you know, the turf snake, whatever, got his cleats. But he was kind of falling back, stumbling. And he threw it, didn't really have much of the ball. Jordan Howland came up with an interception on the back of the end zone. You never want to throw a red zone pick. That is like, man, so close, but so far. So that was a Shuck's second interception of the day. And that was by Jordan Howland. Now, and we continued, though. He didn't pout. He continued the fight. Shuck to Kevin Austin Jr. This might have been his best throw. Nice throw, a plus 16-yard gain. You know, you put the ball to 20, so then you're in scoring range, and he hit Kevin Austin Jr. Nice throw for 16 yards. Then all of a sudden, but then it's up and down. Then he gets sacked by Jasheen Davis. And then, that's never good. I think that was the tackle from Eastern Kentucky, Ezra. I don't know about him.
Yeah,
he's
but regular then, getting beat.
But
I know
then,
that.
But then Mikey. But then he bounces back. Shuck to Mason Tipton, 13-yard touchdown. Beat, again, a guy the Saints are counting on defensively, Quincy Riley, kind of on a skinny post. You know, Quincy Riley made plays in the ball, got a couple of like interceptions so far in camp. But Mason Tipton got the best of him. I'm just telling you, if Quincy Riley's playing, teams are picking on him. They always pick on the rookie. Now, the last red zone pair, looking at Rattler in there, he beats Rashid. He throws a touchdown, 15-yard touchdown. Boy, this is what I like about this play, because a lot of things were happening. Nice pressure by Chase Young, but Rattler hung in there, hit Rashid for a 15-yard touchdown, beat Alante Taylor. Not so good for the defense, because we need Alante Taylor to, he's not going to be 100%, but Rashid caught a 15-yard touchdown, Alante Taylor, nice pass by Rattler, even though a lot of pressure by Chase Young. So that's a lot of household names right there that occurred and ended up getting an offensive touchdown. So I want to slam dunk the defense won, but they won the majority of time. And that was really the last red zone period before we got into situational football with 2 minutes, with like a minute and 40 left, losing by 4 and 1 timeout. And as the show goes on, we'll break down the back end of that. But that was kind of the red zone. It was kind of give and take, the offense and the defense. But again, overall, the one thing I could say, at least Shuck didn't play scared today. He threw a couple of picks, but he was being more aggressive. And the first pass he threw downfield, he got an interference call in his favor. But you got to spin it. You got to be like, I'm not saying so reckless that I'm just throwing it to be thrown it. But you can't be timid. If you're timid, then you'll never make plays.
Hey, you being a rookie. That's exactly right. What you described is what rookie quarterbacks go through.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the crazy part about Chris Rumpy, and you brought it up. He's a little bit of a hybrid player because he's not a big defensive end. He's really built more like a stand-up 3-4 outside linebacker.
And Mike, I love this text right here because I can remember this today. This still gives me nightmares. Bobby knows all about red zone picks. Saints versus Falcons, 1991 playoffs. We move down the field. And then all of a sudden, I'm throwing to Wesley Carroll, and he's cutting across. Mike, to this day, I would make the same throw. And you know how you got to run flat and don't give ground? Well, guess who was guarding him? I said, I can burn Deion. I'm burn Deion. Deion tugged at his jersey. I go, what? He intercepted it. I thought I had a touchdown. How did he do that? And he got away with that? Those are the kind of plays. Like, Mike, I thought, man, I was feeling sharp. I'm right on. I got a damn touchdown. No, you don't. Deion just picked you off.
He was one of one in this world.
I'm like, this is unbelievable. So that's why red zone, though, I know all about throwing red zone picks or red zone touchdowns. Believe you me, I never forget when I came back in 1991, and the fans are going to cheer me and they're going to boo me. When I hit Floyd Turner, the back of the end zone, to beat the Seattle Seahawks, the very first game. I remember just saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping me in that divine intervention. I needed that touchdown so bad to win that game. So the red zone is that important. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know, but I know how important it is.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.